And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 17th of July, 2025. It's the birthday of Geezer Butler, born on this day in 1949. Geezer Butler is a British musician. He was the bassist and primary lyricist for Ozzy Osbourne's Black Sabbath. He currently plays bass in Deadland Ritual. Geezer Butler is the second member of Black Sabbath to be a vegan, along with founding drummer Bill Ward. Butler was presented with a Rockstar for Animals Award in recognition for his decades of animal advocacy. Butler was honored with the award by the Center for a Humane Economy and the Global Council for Animals. In a 2023 interview, Butler explained that he went vegan at 8 years old after his mother served him a piece of meat for dinner that was bleeding. "I used to eat meat when I was a little kid, but I didn't know where it came from. And one day I cut this piece of meat open and blood came out of it. And I asked my mother, 'Where did this come from?' And she said, 'From animals.' And that was it. She understood where I was coming from, so she always gave me vegetables," he said of his mother. In 2009, Butler shot a pro-vegan advert with PETA. Butler has said that he likes to invite friends for dinner featuring meat alternatives and wait for them to compliment the food before revealing they have eaten an entirely vegan meal. He has been vocal on social media about animal issues, including deaths at horse races and how fireworks frighten animals. He has campaigned against puppy mills. Geezer is also a big fan of cats and has campaigned against declawing. The publication of Why Animal Suffering Matters: Philosophy, Theology, and Practical Ethics by Andrew Lindsay was on this day in 2009. Since animals, the argument goes, lack reason or souls or language, harming them is not an offense. Lindsay suggests that just the opposite is true. That the inability of animals to give or withhold consent, their inability to represent their interests, their moral innocence, and their relative defenselessness all compel us not to harm them. Andrew Lindsay further shows that the arguments in favor of three controversial practices, hunting with dogs, fur farming, and commercial sealing, cannot withstand rational critique. He considers the economic, legal, and political issues surrounding each of these practices, appealing not to our emotions, but to our reason, and shows that they are rationally unsupportable and morally repugnant. In this superbly argued and deeply engaging book, Lindsay pioneers a new theory about why animal suffering matters, maintaining that sentient animals, like infants and young children, should be accorded a special moral status. And it was on this day in 2023 that Science News published a story entitled, "In a Perfect Comeback, Some Birds Use Anti-Bird Spikes to Build Their Nests." Some Eurasian magpies used the spikes as they were originally intended to ward off other birds. Spotted in a sugar maple tree in Antwerp, Belgium, the nest brims with at least 1,500 long, sharp anti-bird spikes pointing out from its center. "That is really like a bunker for birds," says biologist Auk Florian Heemstra, "like this fortress which cannot be taken." The nest is one of five found in Europe, each one decorated with anti-bird spikes. The pointy strips of bird deterrent materials normally line eaves in cities around the world. Now they line some birds' homes. Magpies create domed roofs over their nests to protect their eggs and hatchlings from avian predators. Often the magpies adorn their roofs with thorny branches for extra protection. In large cities, spiny vegetation is harder to come by, so the magpies innovate with whatever materials they have available, like nails, screws, or knitting needles. Anti-bird spikes serve as the ultimate Anthropocene replacement, the researchers say. And here's a quote from Andrew Lindsay for today. "We can't change the world for animals without changing our ideas about animals. We have to move from the idea that animals are things, tools, machines, commodities, resources here for our use, to the idea that as sentient beings, they have their own inherent value and dignity. Words from Andrew Lindsay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that every day is the right day to love animals.